Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the talks between the parties who wish to form a government are expected to begin again today in earnest after the Christmas break. Issues relating to transport, climate action, health and justice will be up for discussion when the parties meet. Jack Horgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times, is on the line now. Good morning to you, Jack.
Morning, Claire. Happy New Year.
And same to you. And everything went pretty quiet on this front over Christmas, didn't it? But we had a sort of a loose agreement. Is that how you describe it before the break?
Yeah. So they got through a fair whack of work before the break. They think that they have about half the government departments kind of locked down now. And as is always the case with these things, you know, the old maxim applies, nothing is agreed until everything is agreed. But I think you could fairly say that they have agreement in principle in about 8 of 15 or 16 areas across the different government departments. Now, that has to be taken with a bit of a note of caution, because talking to people at the tail end of last week and over the weekend, they were warning that they did the kind of easier stuff first, the stuff where there was more convergence than divergence between the respective manifestos, the general election manifesto. So they've kind of chunked through the low-hanging fruit in areas like foreign affairs, in areas like rural and community development. And what's happened is they've sat down in kind of subgroups, usually two politicians from each side, maybe a third thrown in, depending on the area, and agreed a kind of high-level set of points. That then goes to what's called a plenary session, where all the different politicians from the negotiating teams sit down opposite each other, and then something has a kind of line drawn through it, and it said, right, we'll put that to one side for now, and eventually it'll make its way to the leaders. We're now moving into areas where there might be that little bit more divergence, or the issues might be a little more complex. So areas like health, areas like climate, transport and justice, which is a big one that we've been keeping our eye on over the last little while, they're all on the agenda for this week, and it's being described as a crucial week where they're going to try and bring in outside experts and civil servants and so on. So the world of people who are kind of having inputs into this process is growing a little bit as well.
So we're not, when we say trickier areas, we're not just talking about who sits in the minister's chair here, are we? We're talking about fundamental policy, perhaps you could call them disagreements, according to the manifestos.
Yeah, so I think the assignment of who sits in which chair, that'll come very much at the end of the process after the two leaders decide on the split of cabinet positions, and something else that will play into that will be whether the independents, the regional independent group, get a full cabinet portfolio or not. And then it'll be down to each individual leader to assign ministerial roles to members of their front bench or existing ministers. What we're going to see this week, I think, is some of those kind of tricky areas, as we said. So take, for example, the area of VAT within the portfolio of the Department of Enterprise, something that there was a huge campaign on before the budget, you know, to reintroduce the VAT 9, something that the existing government didn't do. But there was some divergence in the manifestos on plans for VAT. So how exactly to address that? Where is the landing zone for that? And advisors have been working on papers over the Christmas break for the ministers and for the negotiating teams to take into talks this week. Another area that we're looking at is the creation of new departments. So we know that Fine Gael wanted to do this Department of Infrastructure. It got a lot of coverage before the election. Similarly, the Department of Domestic Affairs is something that Fianna Fáil want to do. And James Brown, the junior minister in the Department of Justice, was on the radio yesterday talking about how he thinks that's an excellent idea to kind of take immigration in particular out of the Department of Children, which is something that Fine Gael agree with. But the question is, does it go back to its old home in the Department of Justice and stay within the Department of Justice as it exists, or is it then broken out again into this new Department of Domestic Affairs? And how exactly will that work? It'll probably have its own Secretary General if it does come into existence, but they're saying that it'll be overseen by the one minister. So the Minister for Justice would sit over the two departments in a kind of manoeuvre that's similar to what exists in the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Department of Defence at the moment.
Okay, so how does this look then this week? Are we at the stage where the party leaders will be sitting down, or is there more groundwork to be done before Micheál Martin and Simon Harris get into a room?
So what I was told last week is that they will become involved in the first half of this week on some of the kind of outstanding issues from before Christmas and try and kind of square them off before they start dealing with the things that the negotiating teams themselves are now focusing in on in the latter half of this week, across the weekend, into next week, with the goal, I think, of getting somewhere substantial by the time the Dáil reconvenes on January 22nd. Now, again, last week, talking to people involved in the process, they were saying, look, very much the aim here is to have a Taoiseach elected on the 22nd of January. But I think that may be a little bit overly optimistic. And again, James Byrne in that radio interview yesterday was saying that could be very challenging, not necessarily only because of the weight of stuff they have to get through from a policy point of view, but also because once that process is concluded, they're then going to have to socialise that with the regional group of independents, who are the presumed third leg to the next governmental stool, see if they have any inputs, any changes they want made. And then there's also a process of kind of democratically approving that amongst the wider memberships of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So there's a good bit of work to get done. And I think the more likely scenario at this point is that you'll have a programme for government, perhaps agreed at a kind of political level between the political parties and perhaps the independents as well, by the 22nd of January. And then it might take another week or so before you get an administration. But everyone is still very much aiming for a Taoiseach to be elected, a new government appointed, by the end of this month.
Okay, so that would mean if it was the 29th, they have 3.5 weeks then to sort this out. And I think that's what the aim is, because right from the start, straight after the election, we, you know, heard them all saying that they hope that things would be in place by the end of the month. And that still seems to be in view. Jack, you're reporting today in the Irish Times that roads, new roads investment is one of the big items on this list here. And with the departure of the Greens, are you saying that what you're hearing is there'll be a different approach now to road building and maintenance?
Yeah, so certainly one of the more kind of tenacious views within the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parliamentary parties within the term of the 2020-24 government was that the Green Party, and in particular its former leader Eamon Ryan, were kind of slow walking roads investment up and down the country, which is, it's a very kind of tangible thing for the backbencher part of the political class. You know, if they can turn around to their constituents and say, we delivered on these national and primary regional roads, it's a clear way of capturing the benefit of this particular TD being in a government party. And they felt that there was a slowness there. And this kind of, this kicked off over the budget, just in advance of the budget last year. James Lawless, who was the junior minister in the department and one of the Fianna Fáil negotiators this time out, saying that there was a 40 million shortfall in funding for roadworks. And that's just an example, the most recent example really, of something that persisted throughout the entire government. So talking to people involved in the negotiations last week and over the weekend, there was very much a view that they're going to try and overhaul and speed up and move away from this perceived stop-start system of investing in roads, which they blame for delays and also cost overruns due to the nature of the inflationary environment that we've operated in the last couple of years.
But there seems to be an allergy developing when it comes to referendum. Given recent experience, they're not likely to be on the table here.
There's a lot of nervousness around about putting an intention to hold new referendums into the programme for government. There were quite a few sketched out in the last programme for government, culminating in those family and care referendums which ran last March and obviously delivered an enormous electoral shellacking to the government, precipitating in many ways Leo Varadkar's early departure from the Taoiseach's chair. And right now, I don't think that they see, you know, anything that is particularly pressing on the referendum front, with the potential exception of the Unified Patent Court referendum, which is more a piece of housekeeping than anything else. The one that they didn't get done in the last programme for government was a referendum on the right to housing. But again, the view within the likely government parties is that this could end up being quite divisive, and you end up in a situation where no matter what form of words the centrist parties agreed on, for some it would go too far, and there's a reason that, and there's a fear as well that it would be shot through with concerns about immigration. For some, it wouldn't go far enough and wouldn't create a justiciable right within the constitution and so on. And they just think that they'd be potentially on to a loser. So talking to a whole range of people over the weekend, the sense is that, you know, referendums will take a junior position in the next government, and there'll be more of a focus on the policy areas that might yield a kind of tangible as opposed to a constitutional dividend.
a busy political month ahead, Jack. Thank you very much, Jack Horgan-Jones there with the Irish Times. Now, we have some more advice coming up for you before the end of the programme, because our expert on wills and probate, Andrea McNamara, will be here, and she's focusing on particular on updating and changing your will. So if you already have one made but you want to change it, what is the procedure? What do you need to do? But Andrea will take all of your questions on wills, on inheritance, on probate. You can get in touch with us now. WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32, text us on 51551, or you can email the programme todaycb@rte.ie. But coming up next, Simon Marr will be here to tell us about the best gigs to look forward to in 2025.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.